You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What is it that
we do?
We get a people
what they want. LeBron James has another perceived slight that he is tweeting about, and James Harden had an emphatic statement about his Brooklyn Nets. But we start the show this Friday with last night's preseason action in the NFL. It was an absolute blowout, a trouncing. The Patriots have a quarterback controversy, but everybody looks good against the Eagles. Cam looked good. Mac Jones looked good. Jalen Rose, what do you think about Cam's performance first?
I think if you Philly, you didn't lead a game saying fly, Eagles, fly by nothing you saw in that game. I'm happy for Cam Newton. We talked about the Patriots improving their roster this offseason. We wondered how he would look as a passer. I talked about them primarily being a rush team. They look like a balanced team. Now, again, it's the preseason. Never overreact to that. As a Lions fan, I learned firsthand because I saw our team go undefeated in the preseason and go winless that same season. So I'm not going to overreact per se, but I was happy for Cam that he left last night's game with the ability to talk trash to the team that was getting on him about being the check down guy in practice.
I mean, Cam didn't exactly go deep in this game, but he didn't have to. And Cam looked good, but you know who else looked good? Mac Jones. Like, they always say, like, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. I think the Patriots might just have two quarterbacks. Like, they might just have two good quarterbacks, one rookie who they're going to develop, and then one seasoned veteran who's going to be their week one starter. This, to me, after watching last night, again, I don't want to take too much away from a preseason game, but after watching last night, this is Cam Newton's job until it's not. And I think if Cam Newton is successful and this team wins, then he will continue to be the starting quarterback for this team. However, if it goes the other way, I could see Mac Jones playing this year. But week one, this is decided, right, Jalen?
This is decided. Cam Newton will be the starter. I think it was cemented in yesterday's game. And the key for any quarterback is to keep them upright. But for Cam, it's going to be the ability for them to run block. Is he going to do a lot more running and scrambling? For Mac Jones, it's going to be, can they keep him clean in the pocket? So their offensive line with two different styles is going to have a lot of stress on it this year. Let's see if they're able to hold up.
And we always talk about quarterbacks. That's something that we do in the media. We just talk about the quarterbacks. But the Patriots' run game, the Patriots' rushing game looked great. Again, everybody looks good against this Eagles defense. But the Patriots' run game was very successful yesterday. I think that is something that they will rely on a lot this year for their success in ways that they didn't during the Tom Brady era. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, because you said it. They had Tom Brady, the GOAT. The guy that left New England and went somewhere else to Tampa and won a Super Bowl in his first year. So things will look drastically different. And you know Belichick didn't like watching that. Tom Brady looked good, if not better, and became a champion after leaving New England. Oh, man, they got out the checkbook this offseason. They're trying to make sure that they turn things around with the Pats.
Well, we go from Tom Brady, the GOAT, to someone who is often debated as the GOAT, LeBron James. However, my man Tim Bontemps had a survey of scouts, and they said that Giannis is the best player in the league, that KD is the best player in the league, and no one said LeBron James is the best player in the league. So he said, thank you, as if I didn't need more to fuel me, washed King. Jalen Rose, LeBron James is really playing up the no one believes in us card this year. What do you think about his response to being not called the best player in the league?
LeBron James is the superstar who not only has become a Hall of Fame all-time great player, but he did it in the social media era. And one thing he understands how to do is own and craft his own motivation and his own narrative. And that's what he's doing right here. Just because 10 people say that he's not the best player in the league, that doesn't mean that he's washed. That just means that we're playing king of the court. And you know how this works. Giannis is the valedictorian this offseason, everybody. KD is the salutatorian. As we saw one of those guys be dominant and win finals MVP, we saw the second guy average 20 in the Olympics and bring home the gold medal. That's just how the game works when you at the court, Jacoby. I don't have to tell you.
No. And yes, KD is on our minds because of Team USA and because of what he did with the Nets when everyone was injured. Giannis is on our minds because he won the championship. However, let me just remind everybody, LeBron James went to 35 straight finals. LeBron James won the championship in the bubble. LeBron James was the favorite to win MVP before Solomon Hill rolled over his ankle. LeBron James, in my mind, is not the most athletic, not the youngest, not the bounciest player, but he changes the outcome of the game. He affects the game more than anybody else, and in my mind is the best player in the NBA. But he will never tweet about that because he only likes it when people don't believe in him. And you look at the Lakers team. He tweeted many times about how the Lakers are old and how the fit's not going to work with Russ. Look at this team, Jalen. They've got so many people headed to Springfield on this team. They could field a starting five of Hall of Famers on this team alone. Russ, AD, Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James. They could put a Hall of Fame starting five out there if they wanted to. I believe in the Lakers. Vegas believes in the Lakers. Don't you believe their favorites to at least come out of the West?
Yes, yes, and yes. But also in LeBron's 3 years there, the first year he dealt with some injuries. They didn't make the playoffs. The second year, as you mentioned, they won a championship in the bubble. And then the third year, they got bounced in the first round. So while we're talking about age, and by the way, there are other great players, i.e. Kevin Durant, who are actually older than Russell Westbrook, I think the more important topic would be health. Because LeBron has missed some games, whether load management based on his age and or based on his injury history these last couple of years, not really throughout his career. And Anthony Davis has dealt with that his entire career. So that's going to be the key. Can they stay healthy? If they're healthy, they win the West.
If the Lakers are healthy, they win the West. And James Harden in the Eastern Conference with the Nets said if his team is healthy, he said, quote, at full strength, nobody can beat us. I'm just going to leave it at that. Jalen Rose, what do you think about his emphatic statement about his Brooklyn Nets team?
So you know who's not talking about next year? Giannis.
Nope.
He in Greece with the championship trophy, the finals MVP trophy. You know why? Because his team actually got it done this year. James Harden came up short. So did LeBron James. But here's the thing I want to say about James Harden. A fantastic player who's going to have a terrific year with the Nets. One of the most unique players that the league has seen. He has to perform better in closeout games. I'm looking deeper into the box score, sir. And in his last six closeout games, he's lost five. Look at the field goal percentage. Look at the turnovers per game.
Turnovers.
The points per game are down. So now, why is that important to me? Because you go from being the guy with the Nets. You go from being the guy with the Rockets to a big three with the Nets. So now the pressure should be off of him, and he should be able to perform a lot better, at least a lot more efficient.
When we look at these two teams, the Lakers and the Nets, in my mind, they're clear favorites to come out of their conference. And Vegas backs that up, too. When you look at the numbers, they got the Lakers coming out of the West, and then there's a big gap, and they have the absolute Warriors, actually, as the second in the West. And in the Eastern Conference, when you look at the numbers, again, the Nets are favored to come out at just plus 100. Then there's a big gap to plus 325 for the Bucks to come out of the East. So these are clear favorites, but you mentioned it. There's one word that comes up when you look at these two teams, health. And James said it himself. He said, at full strength, no one can beat us. and you look at the Lakers at full strength, no one can beat them. Do you expect a lot of load management, a lot of long absences to give extra time to come back from injury to guarantee health for these two teams in the playoffs?
Great. I'm glad you went here. So each situation is going to handle it different. For the Lakers, you stagger LeBron and or AD to play with Russ or Russ to play with both of those guys out. With the Nets, it's going to be the exact same thing. If you want to rest KD or Kyrie, then that's going to be Harden. Or it's going to be two of the three. Each of those squads are going to find ways to keep an anchor out there. And you know who the anchor's got to be? The guy of the big three that ain't won the championship yet. That's Russ with the Lakers. That's Harden with the Nets. Those are the guys that's going to be required to play the most games and play the most minutes throughout the regular season so that you can try to protect seeding and try to keep the other guys healthy.
So many superstars on these two teams. I just want to see them healthy and play in the finals. Please, basketball gods, give that to us. We talked about the Nets a lot, but one thing we didn't talk about was Kevin Durant. And Grant Hill said Kevin Durant is the greatest offensive player of all time. We will find out if Jalen agrees with Grant Hill right after this. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
To you live from above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 at the Seaport in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we have a very interesting statement from someone you know well. Grant Hill said that Kevin Durant is the greatest offensive basketball player, not just in the game right now, but of all time. Jalen Rose, do you agree with Mr. Hill's assessment of Kevin Durant?
I love Grant Hill. As a matter of fact, we're 13 and under AAU. We played against Reston, Virginia. We couldn't get the ball across half court. All the way through college where he beat my team every time, including the championship. I love him. Got his number in my phone. He always hooked me up when I go to Hawks games. However, when we watch the greatness of Kevin Durant, it's hard not to get enamored when you see him and say that he's the greatest scorer of all time. Now, he may be the most versatile scorer of all time, in particular, his ability to shoot the three with efficiency. That's what's going to separate him, is because he now stars in the three-point era. And when you look back at the history of the game, he's a player that has a legitimate chance to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he's in the family of all-time great scorers. Ain't no question. However, I got to get out the history books for everybody. There are unique buckets that have walked the face of this earth that have played in the NBA. So a line of demarcation, I'll go to 50-point games.
Okay.
The guys that have laced up sneakers, Jacoby, and have scored at least 50 points in NBA games. Look at Wilt Chamberlain. Does that say 118 times?
118, game high 100.
Okay, so that's all of those other four combined, right? So that means he have to be in there. Look about Michael Jordan, 31 times. Why people always leave out the Black Mamba in this conversation? Do you remember that time when Black Mamba averaged like 40 for like a quarter of the season?
It's like a month and a half, yeah.
And another measurement of scoring title of great scores is scoring titles. Kevin Durant has 4 scoring titles. Michael Jordan has 10 scoring titles. And so again, I know Kevin Durant is the most efficient 6'11", 7-foot scorer that we've seen, and he's going to go down in this conversation. But let's not dismiss the people that some of us have seen that have done it before KD.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. KD deserves to be in this conversation, and there's a recency bias here because we watched what KD did with the Nets. I think people are celebrating Giannis this offseason, but forget what Kevin Durant did in this playoff run. Watch what he did with Team USA, and it looks different when you watch Kevin Durant play. It just looks different from anyone else we've seen before. His fluidity, his handle, his jumper, and his size and length, it looks different. So I can understand why those things would come out of Grant Hill's mouth. But I promise you, if you ask him again, if you texted him right now, Jalen, and said, do you really think Kevin Durant's the greatest offensive player of all time? He'd be like, no, I was just talking. That's what he would say. I promise you, he doesn't think of all time.
And also, don't underestimate something else. And put the graphic back up there. There's something called career highs that I want y'all to pay attention to. Kevin Durant's career high is 54 points. Do you see Elgin Baylor's? You see Elgin Baylor's career high?
You see
Kobe's career high? You see Wilt's career high? Magic, you see Michael Jordan's career high is 69 points,
69
fam.
69 points.
Like, there's been some people that have walked the face of this earth, ladies and gentlemen, that have been prolific scorers. You probably just didn't get a chance to see them with your own two eyes. And here's a word that I'm going to challenge young people not to say. Just because I'm a couple of years your elder and I don't agree with you, it doesn't mean that I'm hating. Oh man, that word gets used so wrong. We're not hating. We're just pointing out the facts that there have been people that have scored more 50-point games and had more higher career highs than the great Slim Reaper shooting trays from the suburbs, Kevin Durant.
Jalen, time to turn our attention to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Mike McCarthy earlier in the week said that Dak Prescott will not play in any preseason games, but Dak Prescott told someone yesterday reportedly that he will be ready week one. Jalen Rose, they're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers week one. Are you worried about Dak Prescott taking the field?
I'm not worried about him taking the field in week one. I'm just worried about a shoulder injury that's holding him out of preseason games, that's limiting his throws already in the season. As the year progresses once he starts to get hit. Because you know that's not happening right now, right?
You and saw also his jersey. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, you're looking at these highlights, like this Buccaneers defense is no joke. And when Tom Brady takes the field, when Aaron Rodgers takes the field, when Patrick Mahomes takes the field, I don't worry about them getting injured. I don't even think about them getting injured. But however, right now with Dak Prescott, if I'm a Cowboys fan, that is something that is on my mind when Dak Prescott takes the field, especially against the Buccaneers defense. Do you think that's fair to say?
Of course it's fair to say. And they return all 22. And when you think back to the Super Bowl, how many points did they hold the Chiefs to? You remember that?
I wore a clown suit, Jalen Rose.
I know
I had
you
to
remember.
Wear a
that's
clown
why I'm asking
outfit.
You.
I know exactly what happened in the Super Bowl.
That's why
I know
I'm
exactly
asking
what
you.
Happened in the Super Bowl. They didn't
Correct.
Score a touchdown. They didn't score
that
a touchdown.
Part. Correct.
Not only did I wear a clown suit, my bank account took a hit that day, too. It really did. So last night, we watched the Patriots, and Jalen and I think that that quarterback controversy is somewhat settled where Cam Newton will be the starter. However, in the Bay Area with the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, he does have two quarterbacks in Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. They face the Chargers this weekend in a preseason game. Do you think Lance can take over the starting position with a good performance?
No. Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, I don't believe any of those guys start week one. And that's actually good for the player in each of those circumstances. We've seen guys like Joe Burrow come in and start from day one. Kyler Murray come in and start from day one. I understand, but those circumstances were different. With each of these guys, I think you ease them in, and then you watch their progression, and then you look at the schedule, maybe around a bye week, maybe around the softness of the schedule, and then you say, this is our chance to insert them. That's what I think each of those situations are going to ultimately do.
There are a handful of teams that seem to have a quarterback competition, and we always talk about their preseason performances and what they look like in these preseason games, but the number one variable that's going to decide who the starter is whether you win or lose. Whether you win or lose. If Cam Newton takes the Patriots to 4-0, guess what? He's the starter. Jimmy Garoppolo takes the 49ers to 5-0, he's the starter. But if things start to go left early in the season, you will see the quote-unquote backup quarterback turn into the quarterback. Jalen Rose, Dame Lillard had such a great season in Portland. He came on Jalen and Jacoby. He was in the MVP conversation, but he dropped a new album. And what does Dame Lillard have, Jalen?
Bars!
We'll discuss his new album right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Got to give the people, give the people what they want.
Tomorrow noon Eastern, it is WNBA action on ESPN2. The Phoenix Mercury take on the Atlanta Dream. Noon, ESPN2, Saturday. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Dame Lillard dropped an album. What does Dame Lillard have, Mr. Rose?
Bars! And the thing is, for those that love the Portland Trail Blazers, he's clutch too. He shoots it from the logo, but I appreciate he keeps putting out quality content. And when it's time for Dame to drop a project, you know Jalen and Jacoby gonna be here to support our guy.